What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Today, we're going to jump right back into some of the headlines that we might have missed from overnight and see where things currently stand as of this morning. And to start things off, we're going to talk about a new report from News Nation. And according to News Nation, Brian Koberger was reportedly fired from his teaching assistant job. And if that is the case, and he was fired from that job, that could have played a huge part in what allegedly went down here. That could have been the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. Him thinking to himself, well, this is the end of it. I've lost this job, and now it's time for me to act out on my fantasies. And we know that that's what he's had, fantasies of doing this. If he's been following them around for all of those months, if he's been hiding out at the house, lurking around, watching them, casing the place out, this is all premeditated. This didn't just happen as a crime of passion. This was well planned, well thought out, and it was something that was ruminating, I would guess, within his mind for quite some time. But according to News Nation, they have exclusively learned that the Idaho killing suspect, Brian Koberger, was allegedly fired from his position as a teaching assistant at Washington State University. And according to the timeline, September 23rd, he had an altercation with his professor. October 3rd, meeting to discuss professional behavior. October 21st, received email about failure to meet expectations. November 2nd, meeting to discuss improvement plan. December 7th, meeting to discuss improvement plan progress. December 9th, second altercation with professor. December 19th, officially terminated. And this is very interesting when you look at the timeline here. September 23rd is the first altercation with a professor, and then right after that, you see him slowly starting to spiral. We know that this is around the time that he allegedly started sending messages to one of the girls on Instagram. We know he was following the girls on Instagram. So on October 3rd, he had a meeting to discuss professional behavior, and then on the 21st, he got that email about failure to meet those expectations. So now, in his mind, he knows that things are starting to go south. Things are starting to slide. So was that what led to him finally snapping and saying, look, I'm going to act out on my fantasies now. I'm losing everything. I'm losing this teaching assistant's job. I can't afford my life anymore. So now's the time. Of course, I don't know if that was his mind state, but that would make a lot of sense. And it would help clear up the time frame a little bit of when Brian Koberger actually began to put his plans into motion. And for me, I think the beginning of the end was when he sent that first direct message on Instagram. That's when he knew that he was going to do what he was going to do, in my opinion. But looking at the timeline here and looking how everything developed after all of this, seems to me that this certainly could have put everything into motion and got the wheels going for Brian Koberger. And according to Scott Bond, an author and serial killer expert who weighed in on what he believes could have led Koberger, a suspect in the murder of four Idaho college students, to kill. He, Koberger, reached a tipping point where he simply couldn't take it anymore, and he had to act out on his fantasy of killing, Bond said Tuesday night on Banfield. And as they continue to look for motive, they'll certainly look at all aspects of Brian Koberger's life. What was going on in his personal life that could have led to him allegedly committing these murders? Losing this job, could that have played a part in it? They're going to look at all of this. So when I say looking at this story, we have to look at the totality of everything. That's exactly what I mean. There is a lot going on here, and all of these scenarios are starting to add up. You have somebody who lost their teaching assistant job, who probably has nothing else in the world that, you know, they're proud of or that they're involved in. And then you add to that the fact that allegedly he was already having these fantasies. Allegedly he was already premeditating these murders. Then you rip the rug out from underneath him, and that certainly could have been what started this whole entire thing. And I wonder if he told his parents that he had lost this teaching assistant job. I'm sure that was helping him pay his bills. How he didn't have another gig, right? That was his only gig. So how else is he going to pay for his life? And with how proud his parents seemed of him, You would think that he didn't want to let them down. So did he tell his dad that he lost his teaching assistant job? Who knows? But it's going to be interesting, I'll tell you that much, come trial time when we get a little bit of an inside look at how all of this went down in the days after these murders. And honestly, this timeline that we're getting here about when he got fired, when the discipline began, it all lines up with what we saw happen in Moscow. So again, very circumstantial, like everything else in this case. You can't look at somebody getting fired and say, all right, well, this guy got fired, so he must be a murderer. I certainly don't think that, but I do think that it's significant. How many of us out there have lost jobs before? And when we've lost those jobs, maybe been depressed, maybe been mad, upset, not knowing where we're going to go, how we're going to feed ourselves. Now, add on top of that, obvious mental issues, because I don't care what anyone says. If you're capable of murdering four people, you have a couple of screws loose. And by that, I don't mean that I think Brian Koberger's insane, but I think that old boy is wired wrong. You know how some cars come from the factory as lemons? Well, some people are born as lemons. And Brian Koberger seems like he's one of them dudes. And unfortunately, with people like this who were wired like this, it's not if, it's when. There's no question that when you have this kind of brain that's screwed up, wired wrong, eventually those fantasies, you want them to become a reality. We've heard that from just about every serial killer in history. How it started off as a fantasy, how it started off as hurting little animals or whatever, and then it progressed from there. And for me, there's no doubt that's what we saw with Brian Koberger as well. Now, maybe not to the extent of him being a serial killer, but all of this stuff added up, and he reached his breaking point, and then eventually said to himself, well, now's the time to carry out these fantasies. And unfortunately, that seems exactly what he did. Now, it's going to be up to the prosecution to prove that in a court of law. And the way things are currently shaken, it certainly looks like they're on their way to reaching pay dirt. I mean, when you look at that termination letter, the university is making some pretty charged accusations, saying that Brian Koberger had a sexist attitude, you know, all kinds of stuff. So this is something that he's going to have to deal with as far as the overall of his trial and how the jurors look at him. There were reports that he would grade women differently than he graded men, and that led to the investigation or played part in the investigation into him as a teacher's assistant. So look, this guy had some issues bubbling under the surface, and losing this teaching assistant job, in my opinion anyway, was the catalyst that launched him into orbit, and that set all of this stuff in motion. Obviously, you can take my opinion and $2 down to the local store and get some coffee for all it's worth, but that's where I stand currently as far as what set all of this into motion. Getting this information is significant in my opinion, because you're looking for reasons why somebody would snap. You're looking for reasons why somebody would do what Brian Koberger is alleged to have done. And previously, we didn't know any of this. We didn't know there was any kind of turbulence in his life, any kind of issues with his teaching position. So that is a significant amount of information and certainly something that adds a lot of context to what went down, or should I say what allegedly went down with Brian Koberger being involved. But according to this report, what he did must have been very egregious for him to be terminated. And that certainly lines up with everything that we're learning about Brian Koberger. And the people out there who are trying to frame it as if Brian Koberger is an innocent man, your job's getting a lot more difficult by the day. The more information that comes out, the more we learn about this dude's behavior, the more we learn about the way he conducted himself directly leading up to these murders, the more it looks like the evidence provided in that probable cause affidavit is spot on. Now, even with all of that, I still leave some headroom for things to go south for the prosecution. We don't know what the defense is going to roll out, but I will tell you this much. They better have something real smooth up their sleeve, because the more information we learn, the more we learn about Brian Koberger, and the more we learn about his behavior, the more it looks like the police and the FBI have nabbed the right guy. So that was the most significant headline from overnight that we might have missed. And the other headlines, well, we're pretty much caught up at this point. So we'll end the episode here instead of rehashing all of the stuff we've talked about already. As usual, plenty more is on the way. All of the information that goes along with this episode can be found in the description box.